and then believe that you have that thing which you desire in your heart. Amen? Now, it might not happen tomorrow. And it might not happen next week. It might happen. It may not happen here or there. But the Bible tells me that if I'll hold on to that, if I will believe that which I pray, and my motives are pure, and my motives are wholesome, you know what? God says, I will have those things that I believe. Let me tell you something. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to trust. Can I tell you something? There's no such thing as a hopeless case. There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Did anybody know who Mel Trotter is? Mel Trotter? It's okay if you don't. I mean, it's not a big deal. But what I was going to tell you about Mel Trotter. Mel Trotter was an alcoholic drunk. He was a drunk. His little daughter passed away while he was off on a drunken stupor. And the community gathered up enough money to buy some clothes to have the baby buried in. And Mel Trotter went into the funeral home that night. He asked to be alone with his child. And you know what he did? He took the clothes and the shoes off of that little baby and took them out to buy a cheap drunk. Now, how many believe that's just deplorable? Amen? Stole the clothes off of his baby to go down to get drunk. If that was the end of the story, that would be a horrible story, wouldn't it? But can I tell you something? Mel Trotter, you would say that man is hopeless. But there's no such thing as hopeless. Mel Trotter stumbled into a mission and heard the story of Jesus. And conviction got a hold of his heart. And he fell on his face and he cried out. And he said, Lord, forgive me, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what Mel Trotter did? Y'all may not know this, but Mel Trotter went around and built missions for the homeless and for alcoholics to come to. And he's erected literally thousands of these across the country. He's dead and gone now, but his legacy still... Anybody ever heard of Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago? Yeah. Mel Trotter. And you know what? Because God touched his life and God changed him. See, here we would see somebody like him and say there's no hope for him. But can I tell you, there's hope. There's hope. I don't care how far your child may have run. I don't care what he is into today. You begin to visualize in your mind, amen, and you say in your heart, I'm calling him born again. I'm calling her born again. I'm calling her a child of God, amen. I'm trusting God to bring her home, hallelujah. And she may get worse or he may get worse before he gets better, amen. But I'm telling you, the Bible tells me, if I will believe in my heart that I have those things which I ask, that God will do it. Can you say amen? People say, oh, well, God won't violate somebody's will. No, but you know what? He can make them so miserable, they're willing to give it up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how miserable Mel Trotter must have been when he came to his senses of what he had done? But you know what? God looked at him and said, I forgive you. I forgive you. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up for praying. Believe that you receive them. And ye shall have them. Verse 25, that's what I was getting to just a moment ago. And when you stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any. Can I tell you something? That's a tough situation right there. Forgiveness. But you don't know what that person did to me. It don't matter. Can I tell you something tonight? There's not a one of us here that have a right to hold unforgiveness in our heart toward anyone. Toward anyone. Toward anyone. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know. Don't matter. God forgave me. You know, people say, well, there's no sin that God won't forgive. There's one. You know what it is? Unforgiveness. He said, if you don't forgive your brother their trespasses and their sin against you, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. We forget that a lot of times. We got to tell you something, God don't forget. But what he says is when you're praying and when you're believing and you're trying to operate in faith and you remember that you have aught against your brother or against anyone, It says that your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. He says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses. What is that talking about? We're talking about faith, but it's talking about a heart issue here. How many realize that everything that we do for God is about a heart issue? If our heart is not right in serving God, no matter what we do, it's still not right. God is dealing with a heart. He says, I want you to examine your heart. Faith will not operate in a heart that is not right. So when he talks about forgiveness and about forgiving your brother that has ought against you, or you that has something about you and you don't forgive them, he's saying, listen, he's just talked about you can have anything you want if you believe in your heart, but he's talking about a heart issue here. You've got to have unforgiveness eradicated out of you. You can't have something in your heart that's going to keep my faith from operating. How many know what I'm talking about tonight? Amen? So what God is dealing with here in faith, he's also dealing about our heart matters. How many realize it's a heart condition? If you and I want to operate in faith, if you and I want to be men and women of faith, if you and I want to walk in faith as a just walk in faith, amen, then we've got to have our heart right with God and right with our brothers and sisters. You know, another place it says if you come and you bring your gifts to the altar and you remember that you have aught against your brother, you know what he says? Leave your offering and go and be reconciled with your brother. That's how important it is. What he's saying is it's more important for you not to go to church. It's more important for you to go and be reconciled with your brother. Amen? Why? Because it deals with a heart issue. A heart issue. How many realize that unforgiveness is a sin of the heart? And God is wanting us to deal with our heart issue. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. Faith says that God is able to do it and that he can do it, but my heart must be right. Amen? Look at 1 John 4:14. I love this passage of Scripture. And this is the confidence. Do you have confidence in God? This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask some things, no. Anything. According to his will, he hears us. I want to stop there for just a minute. According to his will. You know, we kind of make fun of our Baptist brothers and sisters because they pray about for God's will all the time. You know, if it's your will. Well, how many know there are some things that are already God's will? We don't have to pray about it being God's will. But can I tell you something? So many times when we engage our Heavenly Father, it's not for his will, but it's to get him to do our will. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? In fact, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews says this. It says that those who come to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently please him. Amen? And that faith is evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All those things. We want God sometime to please us. You know, sometimes our prayer is nothing but trying to twist God's arm to get what we want. Can I tell you what prayer really is? Prayer is pleasing him. Amen? It's not trying to get God to please me, but I want to please him in prayer. Can you imagine? All this time I've been trying to get God to pray. But you know what he says? He says, if you'll please me, he says, I'll be a rewarder of you. If you will seek me, then I will reward you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to please him. Amen? I want to please him. Because in pleasing him, by diligently seeking him, you know what? Then he rewards me. And can I tell you this tonight? The rewards that God will give you will be greater than the request you make of him. The rewards. I'm not even going to ask you for anything, Lord. And he says, well, I'm going to reward you. I think I've told you before, but you know what that word reward means? It means to be put on the payroll. when you like to be put on God's payroll? Hallelujah. That's better than a Social Security check any day. Can you say amen? But faith is the key, amen, to answered prayer. And if we know that He hears us, it goes on to say, and whatsoever we ask, then I love this part, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Hallelujah. Faith is having that confidence in God that He is able to do what He said He would do. Amen. Can I tell you something? What happens when faith begins to grow in our lives, we become more confident in God, don't we? Amen. I think of men of old like Billy Sunday. You remember, everybody heard of Billy Sunday? You know, Smith Wigglesworth and some of these pioneers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These guys were so bold in their faith. Therefore, they had a confidence in God that I just shiver at, because I'm thinking, oh, that I might have that kind of confidence. And they stepped out in faith, not seeing, but believing. And you know what God did? God moved in a powerful way in their lives. Why? Because He rewarded them, amen, for diligently seeking Him and pleasing Him. Hallelujah. And God did some great things. Would you love to have that kind of faith this evening? Believe that you have these things. You believe in advance that you believe that you have them. Number four, and I'll be closing with it. No, I got one more. Faith is the secret to achievement. Amen. Listen to Mark 23. And Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him believe. And immediately the father of the child cried with tears, saying, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. How many realize that there's some time that we believe? I believe that God can do things. I really do. I believe that God can speak and be healed. But how many realize that sometime there's that little bit of doubt? Do you ever deal with that, or is it just me? There's a little bit of doubt. I see this father of this child who so desperately needs this child to be healed. And he says, if you believe, I can do this. And he says, oh, I do believe. But help my unbelief. In other words, there's part of me that struggles with that. Can I tell you something? There's times that it struggles. I struggle with that. Amen? He goes on to say that, help my unbelief. Can I tell you something? Everything is possible to him that believes. Why is that true? It's because faith takes the dreams and makes it a reality. Faith in God says God is able to do which I cannot see, I can't understand, but He is able to do it. And faith gives you and I the confidence then to move ahead and trust God. Amen. When David stood before Goliath, you know what he did? He stood operating in faith. Amen. Why? Because he had already tested faith before. Amen. He said to Saul, he says, the bear came out to take one of the flock, and by faith, what did he do? He went out and slew the bear. He went out and slew the lion. And you know what? That built his faith up. And when he saw this Philistine, what did he say? He said, that Philistine will be just like these others. Why? Because he had already tested his faith, and God had proven himself faithful. That makes you bold. Hallelujah. That makes you bold. The Lord, 1 Samuel 17:23, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and He will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. And you know what Samuel said, or Saul said? Saul said, go, go. He convinced Saul to let him go. Why? Because he had such a confidence. I don't know if you know this guy. I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up. But Veer von Braun, I don't know if I said that right. He was the man that founded the United States Rocket and Space Agency. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure I didn't say his name right. But he had a quote I thought was so great. He said, there has never been a single great achievement in history without faith. It is the secret to achievement. Everything is possible for him that believes. Everything is possible for him that believes. I want you to stop for just a moment and think that. Let's take that as God's truth to you and I tonight. Everything is possible for them that believe. Everything is possible for them that believe. What are you believing for tonight? What are you believing for tonight? Can I tell you something? It's possible. It's possible. You may be here and you may be like the man who said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. What are you believing for tonight? Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? The secret of achievement is that everything is possible to him that believes. Can you stop for just a moment? And I want you to think of something in your life that you're believing for. Something that may seem impossible to you. It might be a loved one that is lost. It might be a situation that you don't see any way out of. I'm talking to you tonight about faith. Believing God for something that is so extreme that it's literally hard to believe. But God said, if you can believe, Jesus said, if you can believe, then it can be achieved. Heavenly Father, I pray right now over this congregation. There are men and women here today that have enormous needs in their life tonight. Father, I pray today, Lord, as the man prayed, cried out to you with his daughter, Lord, we do believe here, Lord. We have a congregation of believers here today. But Father, I pray today that you'd help our unbelief. I pray, Lord, that our confidence in you would just begin to grow, Lord. Father, I pray that every day, Father, that we would have a greater confidence in you and what you have said. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that as our faith grows, Lord, that as we continue to seek you, as we continue to please you, Father, that you would reward us, O Lord, for those who diligently seek after you with pure motives, not God. Lord, with a pure heart, O God, with no unforgiveness in our lives, God, but with a pure heart, Lord, we come to you. We make our requests known. And Lord, we ask according to your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Would you just lift your hands right now? And I want you to thank God for what you were thinking about. I want you to thank God for answered prayer. I want you to thank God for those things which you cannot see yet. Amen. I want you to look at those things which are not. Amen. And I want you to call them done. I want you to call them are. Amen. Hallelujah. They are done in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God's Word has declared it to you and I. Now, tonight, if your heart is not pure, you need to take care of that first and foremost. Amen. We need to ask for forgiveness and we need to make things right with our brother and our sister. We need to make things right with God. Amen. And with a pure heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we come bringing our petitions for you. And you said if we would believe, Father, that we could receive, that we could have those things, Lord, which we ask. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. And now we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord, for those prayers that are answered. Hallelujah. We call them done. We call them born again. We call them healed. We call them in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Would you just worship him for just a moment?